So I'd like to pick up a thread that Aya mentioned at the very beginning of the show. You said you were trying to speak to sodomites, and I went back to a note that I had taken before. Then you said that Sodom and Gomorrah was coming back? It's already here. Okay.
It's already here. Dogs and cats are laying together right now.
And the Sodom and Gomorrah that was written about had an unhappy ending for Lot and his wife.
That's why Dr. Carolyn Dean said your lot in life is to have a little sea salt in your water every day.
Any first-hand eyewitness accounts of God's wrath, I'd take it with a pillar of salt.
I'm a pillar of society, we're sure.
I'll pick a statement that you had mentioned to Brian earlier, Brian Johnson, when he had asked what abilities a perfect being would have, and you named off some things, including affecting mana and affecting matter. Is there a difference between mana and matter? Is mana not made for matter?
Matter.
The phrase affecting mana, affecting matter is a meta phrase. Or are you saying that mana is a meta form of matter?
Yes and yes.
Could it be said that we're already affecting matter through creation, through our allowing?
So you turn around, look at Japan. That's great. Turn around, look at where it's squirting out all over the place. Look around at your world. It's melting. It's great fun.
Is manna the bread of life? Is it a different term for the bread of life?
And the question is ambiguous and leading.
What did he say? Ambiguous is what, Carol?
And leading.
He's quoting The Good Wife, Suits, you know, legal
stuff. Or
the
legal system, yeah.
The legal system. I had to be very legal here.
Very good.
Or is he the judge? I had the judge complaining about the leading question, right?
Right.
Or just the plaintiff or the other attorney.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody could say
he's,
that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's making an objection, perhaps, yeah, as cross-examining the cross-examiner. I have another question I was going to ask, and this is going back to the Book of Shadows and the Ninth Gate as a whole. We were just speaking about that, and I think that Bob had equated non-physical to that scenario or that story. Are there some specific correlations to the ascension process that are laid out in that movie?
Yes.
For example, you said that Mr. Corso had some help from the beastie in the ninth illustration, which is a seven-headed beast, and it has a nude woman leaning on it with a book. Is there more you can say about that?
Yes.
Is the seven related to the seven levels that are in the Book of Revelation?
No.
Does that beastie represent non-physical?
Represents L.A. Law, Dallas, Dynasty, CSI, History Channel, and the Devil's Advocate.
All of that, it relates to the Ninth Gate as your opening theme, Bart?
My opening theme?
What did his question start off as? You're saying too much in your questions, but anyways, what was the opening point here?
What relationship or correlations there were between the Ninth Gate and the Ascension process?
And he cites TV shows.
Yeah, and I asked specifically.
Damn it. CSI, History Channel, and the Devil's Advocate.
Bart, I wrote down at 542, Ayn relates the Ninth Gate and new TV shows.
And Robert, you're all fucked up. The Ninth Gate, not an Arnold film.
Robert, you're all fucked up, Robert.
I want to know about the human soul, what can called the human soul, and McLuhan called the subconscious of the human family. This thing that seems to be connecting everybody. How would you name that, that is not the subconscious or the human soul, but this thing that seems to connect everybody?
I don't think there's a question there, Roxy.
Well, your question is a thought there.
It's not even a thought.
Transparent, a transparent thought.
So state that simply
Andrew,
in the question.
Andrew, you're right. It's 7 billion times 0.031429, but you got to go 6-8 also.
We got to shut down the chat line. It's distracting Ion too much. You got Kyle talking about 7 billion. These people are rude. They're interrupting the questioning here. We're not interested in typists. Bill, would you stop the chat line?
We're
get rid of these fucking jack-offs. Get them to call in and speak. Fuck your typing. Rude.
Okay. Talk.
Very
Union
rude.
Jacks from here on out. Union Jacks from here on out. Okay.
Roxy, did you get your question in? Did you restate it? Do not tolerate these interruptions by others.
No, your next form is
okay, let's go to something else.
No, go to that question. I'll fucking ask it. Ion, McLuhan defined soul as something, subconscious.
The human family.
Yeah, the subconscious of the human family and the soul, is that related to non-physical and the ninth gate theme? Complex?
Herpes simplex.
Okay, so, but that's how you got to do it, Roxy. You got to be precise and not too many words. Preferably English, with an English accent. None of this Mexican fucking Spanish shit, man.
Ion, is it still true that...
Wait. We're dealing with Roxy. Don't you guys have any fucking concern? We're trying to help Roxy get a fucking question.
It's a soul question,
okay?
Bob.
We need your fucking shit.
Question.
Get out of here.
Shut up.
Get out of here. No,
so,
go ahead, Roxy. What are you trying to say?
There seems to be something that people have tried to define, like the human soul, like can't name it, or the subconscious. I mean, there is something that we tapped into. Like, for example, we were talking about how people feel the environment when they're still invisible. And there is something like connect us, and we sort of, all of us already know there is something else. Like, people think it's the overveillance or the... capturing data, and they're scared of something that they don't understand. But I think it's the feeling that we all have that there is a new environment. What is this thing that somehow unites us all that we used to call the subconscious?
You're saying there's some people are feeling a new frequency, and you're asking, what is that, Ion?
It's the conscious.
The electric conscious, which is extended by electricity. Yeah, collective consciousness. They're feeling the collective consciousness.
Connects the carbon in the cloud. See that?
Oh, that connects the carbon in the cloud, Carolyn.
And that's what's going to run your chip body. That's why your chip body's thinking for you now. That's why Andrew had to tell him how to use the calculator to let a machine do the ciphering, because the brain doesn't cipher anymore. You don't do anything anymore. You just make the boxes to do the little boxes. It's just the little boxes.
Could you speak a little louder, Ion?
It's the theme song from Weeds. Tacky Little Boxes.
Weeds, right. The TV show.
The theme song from Weeds.
Now, are you getting that, Roxy? You getting the answer there?
Yes. McLuhan said something like, in the environment, in the electric environment, it's not the conscious that becomes more present, but the subconscious.
In the rearview mirror. Everybody sees the subconscious in the rearview mirror when we all go collectively conscious, yes.
And now that we communicate with cell phones and we don't really think what we're chatting or...
We don't think. Is that what you just said? We don't think?
Well, not really. It's like... we're trying to react as fast as possible. Yeah.
Yeah. Constant reaction. So, Ion, we're reacting, overreacting, reacting, reacting, and you're saying the cloud's doing it better for us.
Yes.
So, there is some type of ESP connecting us to the cloud. or how does this work with the...
It's carbon. No, no, that's the point. It's not ESP. What does that mean? It's carbon. The new carbon, the RNA drops, C-122, is connecting us with the cloud or allowing us to respond to what the cloud's doing on our behalf. What do you think of that statement, Ion?
We like it okay.
It's okay. All right.
It's in your inbox. Do that one.
Bob mentioned that when we are born, we're somehow connected with the 10,000 more of us. And I like it when you go back and forth, like playing this ping pong with the past and the present, and you quote Shakespeare, and then you come back to the chemistry of what's happening. It's like the carbon.
Let me say this, Roxy. Jean was trying to get... Now, Jean did something really good on Wednesday on Ginny's show. She retrieved what Ion said about reincarnation on the May 19th, 2010 tailgate. What I learned on that day, May 19th, was that when you look at a baby, there's 10 million of its cells beside the baby that the baby's in touch with. Well, it got clarified on Wednesday, and I hadn't noticed this, that Ion said... I guess on that day, that's the birth of all your selves. All of your selves are born at one moment so that you don't reincarnate and have these different selves. The Evergreen said all your lives are happening once and you take turns experiencing them and they become like a reincarnated life, each one. That's not the case. They're all happening now. So that's why there's no reincarnation. All your selves are not lives, they're just all your other selves. So this was a big breakthrough that Jean evoked on Wednesday. This is what Roxy's asking about, right, Roxy? You're asking about
that. Yes, like if we're never born, some of these us are ascended, have the older strand activated.
You mean some of the many selves, the millions of selves that you have are already ascended?
Yes, I'm asking that.
It's very important, Ion. We're going to maybe dwell on this all night long. Finally, we get a clarification on what you're saying about reincarnations. So we have to find out if we're getting it correct.
Your inbox. In your inbox. Words and everything.
Okay, Malvina Reynolds, Little Boxes, Weeds. Okay, we'll play that. But we want some verbal talk about reincarnation, which you avoided being clear about. It turned out you were clear on May 19th.
And they're all made out of cookie tacky, and they all look just the same. And they all play on the golf course and drink their martinis dry. They all have pretty children, and the children go to school.
Okay, well, I counter that with these lyrics.
Go to summer camp, and
listen
then
to this, Ion. I have to
where they
mute Ion.
In the boxes and they come out of the tent.
Let me mute Ion. He may leave in a tantrum.
No,
yes,
no.
If he won't, if he's going to be like, you know, dominating with his interruptions. Now, here's the response from Frack, Ion, to what you're quoting. Bitch, I'm ego-tripping, screaming I exist in an empty kitchen. Echoes off the dishes, the receptacles, and fridge till a boomerang's back like your boy is living. It's that Hungarian Spanish guy who chops more beets than vegetarian samurai. Social construct like I got buried on Valentine's. Married a pair of dimes. Then Harry carried the paradigm. Stereotype. Bury you in your Cheerios. Serial killer. Kill him. Ooh, kill him. It's Terrio. A reel on your burial. Holly Berry, a pair of you. Put the Perrier in a glass and that Derrier by the stereo. I'm your favorite rapper's ghostwriter's ghostwriter. And he goes on and on and on. And then later he says, you're an antonym to hip-hop. No budgeting has suffered a private school whitey. You're columbizing the culture. Your voice cracked, and I'm smoking your ass. Why don't you get the fuck back to poetry class? Bitch, you haven't learned a skill since the seventh grade. Freestyling? You're really going to put that on your resume? Your mom called it. You're going to be a bargain-shopping, narcissistic, starving artistic. Maybe it's another word, artistic. You know more about rappers than know about politics. Forget what Obama did, but Kanye just dropped a vid. They're starving in Tibet, launching rockets in Gaza Strip, but you're too worried about your YouTube commenting. You take bitch hits when you blaze the Buddha. You're 20 years old and ride a Razor scooter. You Snapchat too much. You backtrack too much. You take middle-of-the-day catnaps too much. Hey, nice tank, bro, with your terrible gym etiquette. pale ass, frail ass, sheltered ass, delicate, cheap ass kid who forgets to floss. Your mom still buys your clothes, which she gets at Ross. With those flip-flops and socks, man, you can't get outdressed. Shitty table manners wouldn't want you as a house guest. It's no wonder you always get friend-zoned when you can't even cut the meat off the red bone. You can't play sports. You should stay at home. Last night I caught you listening to Drake alone. You haven't been through shit. You haven't been through shit? What can you rap about? Your past is a middle-class bath with a cap and gown. Just because you volunteer, you think you're struggling with them. You think you're smart because you use the word juxtaposition. Your jokes are way too soon, claiming you're a Jew but haven't been to temple in a blue moon. Claiming Peru, guess that might be ayahuasca, but you Google translate your Spanish homework. Go back to your Netflix and your can of yogurt. You're allergic to cats, dogs, gerbils, and grass. Son, you're a motherfucking loser, and you have asthma. Now, isn't that describing people we know, Carolyn? Isn't that describing 80% of the Ionettes? So, Ion, how does what was Ion quoting? The ticky-tack houses.
Little boxes.
Little boxes. Okay, well, unmute Ion. He's still here. He didn't leave. So, what I quoted, isn't that more up-to-date than doing little ticky-tacky houses, Ion?
No, it's not about Dave. It's answering your question.
So all the many selves that we are little ticky-tack houses of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You get that, Roxy? All these million selves are the same self.
The little man. All the little men are million copies of the little same. There's a pink one and a yellow.
But then, Ion, Roxana was asking, some of us in these worlds are ascended. Is that correct?
Some of ourselves. Are some of ourselves ascended?
We would like to say yes, but you wouldn't understand. You won't hear that word.
Ascending, then.
Maybe. But you got to do this song, and then it'll make sense.
Can we communicate with them? Like, for example, I have very vivid dreams, and I have the impression that it's not like the me, but the other me. It's like some sort of communication with other selves.
Maybe.
So, Bob, you were asking about that. When one of ourselves dies in one of the worlds, then the rest of them can continue on. Is that right, Ion?
As long as they're all made out of ticky-tacky.
You've got several JWs running around. Is that JW as he's sending, bringing all the different ticky-tacky selves together to ultimately converge into one? Ascended being?
There's little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes all the same.
Yeah, we know that. Is that the different JWs that are hanging around JW?
Many times.
Do I have to encounter many of Carolyn's selves, ticky-tack boxes selves here at Maui?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, I got the song here, Ion. Can I just play it through my system rather than perfect production?
Oh, yeah, here you go. Sure, sure, sure. That's beautiful.
Let's see. Yeah, how do you do this? You go over here, sound. Did I bring up sound?
It's a good thing this show isn't live. If it were live, this would be so cool.
So look at this one. The third paragraph is, and they all play on the golf course.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes on the hillside, little boxes all the same. There's a pink one and a green one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university, where they were put in boxes, and they came out all the same. And there's doctors and lawyers and business executives, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And they all play on the golf course, and drink their martinis dry, and they all have pretty children, and the children go to school, and the children go to summer camp, and then to the university, where they are put in boxes, and they come out all the same. And the boys go into business, and marry and raise a family in boxes made of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. There's a pink one, and a green one, and a blue one, and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.
I'm a ticky-tack.
So, Gene, since you started this topic, you can speak now.
Ion, is it still true, then, that we have one birth canal experience and then we manifest or produce as many meat sacks as we choose, millions or more, and all of those meat sack bodies share the same soul? Is that true still?
As it ever was, yep.
And all of these meat sack bodies can be in this world or in different worlds. What I'm wondering is, can my meat sack body be someone I know and consider a friend? Can that be actually me? Another me and another meat sack body?
Well, it certainly can.
So does that mean that two creator gods can share the same meat sack body in some way?
No, but you can share the same reflection in a mirror, can't you?
Yeah.
Well, thus the same is true from the little man's perspective, but as God see, that becomes a moot, nullified question. Then you'd have to bring a habeas corpus, bring the body. Let's view the body. And when you bring the body, then all of a sudden it doesn't hold up, because one whole man that is indeed ascended would not be parsed, separated, and diluted in a delegation of thievery, soul-shaking experiences, not known one to another, you see.
At some point, we choose just to bring all of our self
you realize
together
that you
into one.
To the song that Bob plays, and that you're all made out of ticky-tacky, and there's in boxes. We did this from day about two. You're living in a box, in a cardboard box, living in
that's
a box. That's the same aspect that you go around and around and up and down. Everything else a rabbit can do to a stump, until one day you give up and ascend, or not. Either way, it's up to you.
So we can consider those little boxes our meat sack bodies.
There's
that what you're saying?
One and a green one and a pink one made of ticky-tacky. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, no community would sanction. It would be an eyesore to have those colors in a house. That just is impossible.
So how does it work if we each meat sack body has different DNA that distinguishes? Oh. That has nothing to do with our non-physical, does it?
Yeah, all your DNA has fallen. You need the RNA to change it. Then you're right. Then you would notice. Very good.
Ian, a minute ago you said, until you just give up and ascend. Can you further explain that sentence?
You're trying to figure out the why instead of the to become. You're fighting, trying to do the recipe right. And you should look back at the final product and achieve there. When someone's trying to steal a recipe, they take one that's done and take it apart. If you're just making copies, Saturday Night Live, making copies, if you're just making copies, you have junk and you're making copies of junk. When you get a perfect version, make that one over and over and over, and that's the secret to where you aren't right now.
Like the RNA is making perfect cells over and over in our body.
Do. And if you notice now, whether or not you're ascending or not, your RNA is. See, even if you aren't ascending, look at your bottles, have they changed? It's gotten to where now you can't even get the renew out of the bottles. How about them crackers? Pretty good. You're not going to waste the little men much longer. You can't even get to it anymore. You're separating yourself from your own thing that you have in your hand. Isn't that astounding?
Yes, it is, when you look at it in that light.
So, Ian, are you saying that at some point we just decide to have one meat sack body and then it's exactly the way we choose it?
That's the way it's always been, darling. Even in your little man estate, people take them creatine, drink rotten milk or already digested whey and pump up, build up, shift up, buck up, and eat up, and protein up, and android meme it up, and get themselves all puffed up, laid out, shrinked, and puffed, and polished, and shined, and spit, constantly trying to change your body. It's always fighting to go back to the same, over and over and over and over and over. Then you wash up, and you fix up, and you paint up. Here we go again. That's what you do always, try to make yourself someone else.
But right now, if we can make ourselves a million different selves, we can have a million different meat sack bodies that all look different.
That can vary, yeah. That can vary, say it that way. Because you get up some mornings and don't recognize yourself right now.
True.
Yeah. Wait a minute, what the hell? What the hell's going on here? Hold on, what is this? And then all of a sudden you put it all back together. And, oh, yeah.
There's kind of a merging and a separating that goes on.
We call it variegated ascension.
Variegated ascension?
Yes.
What makes a day where that doesn't happen then?
Fractals. Fractals are days that doesn't happen.
We just stay separated.
However,
incomplete.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So now the questions that Roxy was actually asking earlier about where our non-physical
kittens,
comes into play.
Kittens come from cats, honey.
One birth, mm-hmm. many kittens.
And why do you need a sign that says free kitten?
Because they're in captivity, because they're in a box. Quite an oxymoron. We'd say the same about you. Why would we tell you to ascend when you were born and ascended? You separated yourself and put yourself in a ticky-tacky box, and you ask us not to play the song. Imagine that.
What about those of us that don't ask you not to play the song?
Well, you win.
I mean,
the song is played.
Yay.
Okay.
Most people who are on the completement formulas, and especially the RNA drops, if they're on them and been on them for a while, they are healthier than most people that's in the workforce today, overall. Younger people, immortality is a fact. Older people, immortality is in question. The completement formula gives us the immortality goal back achievable.
Well, you're immortal whether you embrace it or not. You are immortal whether you like it or not.
And this is not recording. I'm just playing my own recording, so don't
respond. It'll be live next week. No,
Sony cassette. It's on the new Sony cassette.
Bob, pause it.
But how will we rewind, Ion?
No problem.
How is he doing that, Bob? Are you seriously?
Is Sarah confused?
No, I'm not buying.
And Ion, the thing about the difference between previous and now is we can elect to take the meat sack body into that immortality instead of our just non-physical.
Sure. It's all good. As long as you're nutting, everything's all right. Nutting, honey. What are you doing? I'm nutting, honey.
Ion, can we say that the RNA drops are acting like a cell signaler or a redox signaling molecule?
We like catalyst better.
Yeah, because as I see the oxygen going down, depleting in the atmosphere, there's talk about redox signaling molecules and making a big deal about ozone and oxygen as it's going away. So it's just like McLuhan's rear view mirror. But then when you look up cell signaling, it's a communication between cells that I believe we're getting with RNA drops, like you talked about the tuning fork aspect of affecting the chromosomes 14. So you like catalysts, but can we say it has some equivalence with cell signaling?
Yes, within its structure, yes.
I was looking through all my notes about magnets and magnetism, and you've said a lot about that. With magnetism, is that what's going to be shifting the poles, some shift in the electromagnetics?
The spool will change around the headstone.
The spool will change around the stone?
The histones.
Histones is in genetics. What I get from that is that as the DNA...
Histone protein is going to change.
So as they're going to change as above, so below, then the Earth is changing as well. As the cells change, the world is changing.
No above, below.
There's no above and below. Okay, so is that a true statement or an untrue statement that the cells are changing as the Earth is changing?
They're modifying via a catalyst.
Both the cells and the Earth?
Is the I cell the catalyst ion?
Well, it can be.
I was saying the RNA drops, Bob.
That's the I cell?
Yeah, but there's more to it. But Ion said it can be.
The histones have to shift. And then we're only talking about lysine and the amino acids and those structures of how you rip the mass, then the muscle tone and structure. So we're not there. So it's about chromosome structure, and that's coming, and it's okay. But, yes, you're right, Bob. It's all those things you said. And, yes, it's a cliche archetype that you embrace to say that's the only thing that is, whatever was, ever. But then in 6 months, 3 days, 9 minutes, they're going to be fussing because we're going to say, oh, no, that's ridiculous. It's never that. It's never been that. What do you mean? That's ridiculous talk. You're talking... That's McLuhan speak. Just give it a gob, and you got it good. Let's go. It's a Joycean ramification of an indemnified society.
Joycean ramification. Either all that was a description of a little man's pattern, or it's a fact from Ion's point of view. Don't know which. Or is it both?
Ion, what happened with
We're waiting for an answer for that, Sarah. Aren't you interested in the answer?
I am.
Not that the ion's going to. What was it, Joycean ramification? What was the phrase?
Chromosome condensation, yes.
No, Joycean...
Yeah, ramification, I think.
I don't think it was ramification. Like, why doesn't ion clarify what he said? Why don't you say, oh, Bob, it wasn't ramification,
because
blah, blah, blah.
Methylation of the histone turns the gene off. Acetylation turns the gene on. Phosphorylation, you don't know what it does. We're going to show you what it does.
So Joycean ramifications for genetics. Phineas Wake mimes the action of genetics.
Spheomitosis, yes.
Mitosis, is that M-E-I-tosis?
Via mitosis.
Oh, via. Yeah. Via mitosis.
Mitosis, that's right.
So histones are basic proteins, and their positive charges allow them to associate with DNA, which is negatively charged. Some histones function as spools for the thread-like DNA to wrap around under the microscope. In its extended form, chromatin looks like beads on a string. These beads are called nucleosomes. Ion said the histones have to shift, so that's what the histones are.
What are they, Carol?
Basic proteins with a positive charge that associate with DNA.
How does that relate to Mike's proposal to Rachel on suits, Ion?
Oh, it's the same thing except for it's similar to a protein coil of a bacteria, but it's greatly extended.
Okay, and then how does that relate to the House of Cards First Lady leaving the president?
The nuclear matrix.
See how the TV shows are showing us genetics of the new world, Carol? How does that relate, but you've just said, to the end of the forthcoming series of Game of Thrones? I mean, there's a new show coming up.
It'll result in a fully condensed chromatin.
And how will this relate to Gail Zappa's new release of Frank Zappa, whatever she releases?
Fluorescence in situ hybridization.
Okay, how does that relate to Randy Boggins and James Curtis?
Bacteria cell division.
You know about that, Carol, bacteria cell division?
I suppose bacteria do divide.
You're finally going to copy those terrible, terrible things that you want to get rid of everybody. And then the nucleosome is going to clamp to the histone. And then you're going to have about a couple of pairs with the rings and arms when they hit around it. And when it untwists and it generates one negative super turn, and the HB2 and the H1 and H5 are just going to rip. It's going to be great. You like it.
Is it up to me to trigger the mass die-off?
We don't care.
See, Carolyn, it's up to each one of us to do it. That was a great Joycean ramification for genetics via mitosis. We went from TV to interpersonal warfare.
Nucleoids.
Cellular gentrification, setting us up. Take the fall easy.
Yes, cellular gentrification.
Oh, yeah, that's called plasmids.
Nobody's speaking. You can come in with your next question.
Tick-tock, tiki-taki houses. How did you like the song? Was it a great song, Bob?
No, I don't. I've never liked that song.
Well, you don't have to like the song. It was about the weights.
Well,
they don't lie anymore. Everybody's different now.
No, answer about the weights.
No, they're not. They're
it's
all on your show, and they're all not speaking. So they're just like every other one.
No, but look, Roxy's speaking. Roxy broke the mold.
It's often said that the music begins where language ends. Is there really an end to language? Is there something language cannot really express?
Is there something language cannot really express? Yes.
And what will that be?
Chromatin.
See, we're getting into a matter as a metaphor.
Yeah, you gotta get this into macro molecules. That's where you are now. You gotta come to this. You're gonna come to these. They're being expressed and being copied wrongly. Once the chromatin and the histones start jam packing or recompacting the DNA, then what's going to happen is these cells are going to have a defined. The outer is going to change. And once that changes, it becomes, I guess the equivalent would be like a genophore. Then you're like, what? A genophore? Then the nucleoid region kind of explodes. So now they have a whole new cycle. You make a whole new thing. You've turned it on. Methylation.
Since you were... quoting Shakespeare, I was thinking all the time about the three witches of Macbeth. What are they really saying?
Yeah, we know that Macbeth. That's good. That's the one with Macbeth and the Geoffrey Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. Yes, we love them.
Because the Macbeth.
No, that's rarebit. That's a type of rabbit. Well, it's rarebit.
I always had the impression that these witches are saying something else. What are they really saying?
Double, double, toil and trouble, cauldron burn and cauldron bubble.
Roxy, Ion used to always say that in the first couple of months with Ion. I didn't know he was quoting the three witches. He was always quoting the three witches.
Yes, and I was thinking about that all the time as he was quoting Shakespeare before. Why were you quoting double, double?
Because that's what the witches represent. In the whole story, that's the whole point, is that these wicked witches had all the power. They had the all-seeing eye. Oh, give me the eye. Give me the eye. I must have the eye so I can see past, present, future. I must have the eye. See, they had to be able to see. That's what you're trying to do. So much so that you'd separate yourself from the life force that it would be, apparently.
Got to speak a little louder, Ion.
Epigenetic information inherited.
If what we see is all illusion.
No.
It's not all illusion. You just allude to it. See, there's a difference between alluding to an illusion.
I love this part.
It's the essence of epigenetics.
I also wonder, like, when we have mirrors and tragedies and comedies and Shakespeare and TV and movies, and like we need to see ourselves. What will that be?
Post-translational modifications.
Is it to correct the program or?
Post-translational modifications.
And what is that?
Well, let me try a guess here, Roxy. Media are metaphors, and McLuhan says they're translators. So they translate us, but they also modify themselves as well as us. So post-translational modifiers mean, no, that's the static point. What do we call that static? Nothing point we're in now, paralysis, stasis, void. So they're post-translational modifiers, modification. Nothing much
histone,
happening anymore.
Histone variant.
Histone variant. Ionic bonding valence.
And that's the reason why, for example, Bob is portrayed by the android meme.
No, the android meme's just fucked up. It's okay.
He's confused.
Schizophrenic, yeah.
I'm his last
memory. You have to give it liberty.
The chromatin puts up a barrier against Bob.
Chromatone or chromatin?
Chromatin. It's part of genes.
See, it's a barrier and it blocks Bob, but you gotta have it. So you gotta have it. So it repairs its own DNA, copies it, and shifts it. But there's that protective sheath guard around the whole process. That's what protects Bob. You can't have him, but you want him. You can't have him, but you gotta get him. It's a regulatory cue. You have to get to program the new pathways in the Bobdom.
Did he say that the chromatin protects me or protects the android meme kill?
No difference. There is no difference.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's no difference.
In a post-translational modifier, they're all the same.
It sounds like the structure of the garden that would, like, melt away, fizzle when heaven is on earth.
Well, Ion is a little low, so I am sometimes hard for me to understand what he was saying.
Yeah, it is hard.
Well, then
it's something like
in transcriptional memory of yeast.
Transcriptional. So, Carolyn, this is all for you, Carolyn. He's taking all your medical knowledge and showing how it's metaphorical for psychological connective process.
I also have in my mind this word, neurotransmitters.
Neurotransmitters,
like,
yeah.
Is there anything we have to know about that?
H3K4ME, H2B123UB, and H3AC.
That's a new formula, Carol.
Yeah.
They're for rapid reinduction. It's just a basic, simple chromatin remodeling complex. That's what you're coming to. That's why we're not giving much of this other stuff much yet, because you're fixing to change the single trees. You know what a single tree is? Well, it's what you hook a mule to the wagon with.
Well, Roxy quoted Plato discussing iron and how the iron rings would dangle from each other. That metaphor, is that what you're getting at?
That would work, yeah.
Are you here to wreak revenge on Plato's nailing you, or the word ion as a limited rhapsode, and Plato banned the poets from his republic? That would include ion. Are you back to redress your grievances of what Plato did for 2,500 years? Is that a subplot?
No. It's a position-effect variegation problem.
So the ion referred to in Plato's dialogues is a channeling phenomenon, not the expression of non-physical, which you are.
It's glossophilia.
Glossophilia. Glossolalia.
No,
philia.
What's he saying, Carol?
Glossophilia.
Glossophilia.
Dross, you know, dross. It's garbage. So you didn't hang around the Delphi Oracle, Ion? Or are you everywhere? If you're non-physical, you're everywhere. But did you do something with the humans in the Delphi Oracle? No, because this is the first time you came forward to create. So you didn't create back then, correct?
Mm.
No, we burned a fatty with them, though.
So you now are creating, are you rechanging all relations with entities and non-physical that ever was attempted to be expressed by
the newly, especially with the newly synthesized histone? Yes.
Hear that? The chemistry count.
Let me just ask this Drosophila business. I looked it up. I know that word is Drosophila, the small little fruit flies. Is that what you were talking about?
No, this is a part of yeast.
Part of
shifting
yeast.
Shifting of yeast. You have yeast. You adore yeast. You've shown humans how to separate themselves with it forever. And now that's the very thing that you're going to use to force ascension. We adore it.
We're going to force ascension. Now you take all those quotes. Yes. We don't have to make one bit of effort. So, Carolyn, the quotes from Shakespeare?
Yes.
Ion, what are the majority chemical reactions expressed by those quotes from Shakespeare, since you're emphasizing the metaphor of chemical reactions?
A heterochromogen.
Heterochromogen, Carol. Most of them are heterochromogen. Now, can you dig this, people? This is the way Finnegan's Wake is written. He's got the chemical metaphor embedded in the anthropomorphic metaphors. Ion is becoming more like Finnegan's Wake in his communication style.
What is the thing that makes Shakespeare so universal?
It's a proliferating cell nuclear antigen. Bob is muted us again. A proliferating cell nuclear antigen. We hope it's not a prolapse. We hope
I know, nuclear prolapse of what?
When you do these quotes, it's like when you ask Bob to play a song. Is there a reason you say that exactly?
Yes, because Bob likes it when we throw the ball, Bob, throw the ball. We're just trying to see if we can actually get him to go fetch the ball. He's not very good at that. But he wants us to throw the ball. But then when we get him to actually, and then he lines it up. He never does it now. But 9 years, 10 years, 15 months, 30 times, and next time, if he ever listens to it again, when he did the Revelation series, it was the most ridiculous thing that could ever be done, ever. It wasn't done to it one more minute. It's a ridiculous thing, and Information Farm was going to be disbanded, and there was going to be nothing left of any of it. It was the most ridiculous thing ever. And now it's one of his best works. But he had to come to that notion, same way with this information. succumbed to his notion. And then the next thing you know, one night in Bangkok will mean something very different soon, and Isom Lee will go down in the annals higher than any of them that have ever graduated through the Croker Quadrant.
I'm announcing Bob and Ion's engagement as we stroll along the strand.
The propagation of DNA methylation.
We invite you to Bob's DNA methylation ceremony with Ion on March 20th to upstage Sheila's wedding. It will be on March 21st.
With Histone PTMs, yes.
Okay, can I go now?
Goodbye.
Ion, with my left foot with the warts, what was that about? I feel like the cells were replaced all of a sudden from the renew, and it happened so rapidly.
Yeah.
And now there's no trace, and Bob said it's like new cells, right? Or, like, asked me, would you say, like, and then he told me that you wouldn't say that. You wouldn't agree with us here. And I want to know, how would you
just... wrong with you? You were deficit in vitamin A.
It's vitamin A.
And you replaced it, then it all fell away.
Where does it go, or why is there no evidence of the of what fell?
H3K9.
H3K9.
I thought you said H3K4 before, Ion.
Well, this is referring to hers. And heterochromatin.
Okay.
From the fission of yeast mammals.
So that's cited for Sarah.
Yes, yeasty.
I don't know. I was like, I said that. I felt like a wayward home for yeast. And one day I met Carolyn and I was like, get out, yeast. Find a new home.
Get out thou vile spirit of deception.
I had no idea that. It was so crazy not having that problem anymore.
We had an exorcism with Bob. All hail Bob.
Yeah, I'm no longer the virus I was.
Praise Bob. May we continue the service by turning to him, number 369. What a friend we have in Yeshki. First two.
What a friend we have in who?
Yeshki.
Yeshki. Is that a Croatian? A Croatian guy, friend of Joseph?
No, it was the Yiddish-speaking people making fun of your Dark Lord and Master Jesus.
It's weird, Ion. All your sentences end with kind of a muffle. Are you in a closet?
In a dungeon.
Come out of the closet.
We can't.
What did he cite the hymn for, John? The Yiddish hymn for what? To do something.
To play the chuck wagon game. For the monomethylated substrate.
How much is matter a product of thought?
None.
Matter precedes thought?
Maybe a nuclear lamina.
Nuclear leavener.
Lamina.
Lamina, oh yeah. So matter precedes thought on the nuclear lamina level.
Do we like that one? So we can do the check again now.
Are the words, like the Greeks said, logos spermaticus, like seeds that create, like transform people?
Yeah, you're right. Spermaticus, the word the Greeks used. Spermaticus. What did I drown Ion out? Did I interfere?
No, you didn't. You did. You normally do, but this time you didn't.
Our word spermaticos.
Sometimes I have the impression you accentuate a word by playing with it. You do some alteration of the word, like a game. And then you come back
sometimes,
to the same.
Sometimes.
So are those the seeds, the sperma?
Sometimes.
Maybe, sometimes. That's the key word here all the time.
sometime.
It's in the palm of your hand now, baby.
Does that have an idiosyncratic meaning to you for me as well as for myself to myself?
Yeah, that's the first level where you notice ascension. It's in the palm of your hand now, baby. And here's the answer to the question. It's a yes. It's a no. No, maybe.
No, it is. You're right. That is the answer to the question. Touché, Ion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Shay, too.
People ask me sometimes to talk about the palm of the hand. I can tell the difference in my hands, but I can also tell the difference in my skin on my face. Used to, it was very seldom that I could shave without getting two or three nicks. Now, it is very, very extremely rare that I get a nick unless I almost purposely do it.
Mm-hmm. Go to the blood letters. They'll help you.
I'd rather use leeches.
Okay, that's good. Copper poisoned again, are you?
Yeah, well, that did work for me in Vietnam. It'll work for me now.
Works for me. Elaine la Davine en Font. Chanton son ave musetta. Yeah.
Hey, I have to ask Sarah, what was that? It's in the palm of your hand. Was an emphasis on what? Chromatodes, what was the
your
noun?
Your notes.
No, it wasn't the notes. Maybe that's on maybe, right, with emphasis on maybe.
But wasn't it how you notice ascension in the palm of your hand?
The first level, yeah.
Bob?
What?
How you notice the first level of ascension.
How do you do it, in the palm of your hand?
In the palm of your hand.
Yeah, so I am response to Doug... About Vietnam in French.
With a bad accent.
Oh, accent. Bonjour.
But then us southern boys, we understand we like that southern drawl.
Oh,
that's what happens when you learn how to talk right.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in the south, you always talk right as other people ain't got the sense to do it.
That's because
they don't know what
talk,
you're speaking
like
of.
Like a Yankee
yeah.
book.
Yeah, so far this sure am good.
That's because they
am good.
Voice.
So do you think the American sniper, that guy, was a bad guy, Doug?
See, Bob's a union man. You can tell by the way he speak.
Yeah.
I tell you the truth, Bob, I have not seen the movie, so I really have no opinion on it other than inadvertently listening to some of the jabberjaw on TV.
Did you have a sniper where you were in Vietnam?
We had snipers, yes.
Yeah, backing you up.
Well, they were to be used in cases where we were moving into unknown territory.
Okay, I interrupted you there. You can go forward.
Well, we'd like to thank our kind sponsors now for sponsoring the Paula Deen Power Hour. Be sure to check into her network. It'd be great, good for you all. Anytime you can support a dean, it's a good thing to do.
Oh, we hope you're not leaving. Hope that's just an ad.
I have had a question for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and I've not been able to ask you.
Well, what in the world makes you think you're going to get to now?
Dive in, Doug. Yeah, I'm going to. The vortices that are strung around the planet, plus and minus the equator, are they somehow affecting and slowing down the core?
No, the core is speeding up. It's not slowing down. It's getting faster. The lines are changing. You're just noticing it. It's like when you are in a parked car and you're parallel to another car and it starts moving, you think you're moving when it's actually the car next to you moving. The lines are changing, so it gives the appearance that the center is protracting faster than its base.
Okay, can you say some words about the vortices and what their purposes are and how are they put there?
What vortices are these?
I don't know. What are you talking about, Doug?
there are 12 sort of around the center of the planet. There's others, other places. They are triangles, and they are magnetized or somehow carry a charge, and they can be very volatile. Actually, one of them exploded when people shorted it out with a ground wire and killed several people. And another article I read said that the vortices were actually slowing down the core of the planet, and in about 20 years, the core would come to a stop. Well, I didn't believe that, and ION has now confirmed that that was all rubbish. But these vortices are strung all around, and they have to do with, as I understand it, some of the disappearances and the strangeness that goes on with various electronic equipment as they are flown over. So I was asking ION if he can elaborate some on what they were and how they were put there.
So ION, are these vortices man-made or nature-made?
Neither. They're God-made.
So they are actually in existence?
Will they be?
Nature or human? Way.
What was your follow-up question?
Yes, Sarah asked something.
The answer would be sometimes, maybe. Those that want to have it be a causative factor, it's true.
Like the elder brothers from the future.
That's the answer to every question.
ION, when Doug was talking about the vortices, he said something about magnetized aluminum. Now, we know that the formula for the new environment starts with Al2.
SO4.
Al2SO4. Are these vortices something to do with the new environment formula?
Yes, very good.
I don't know much about these vortices, Doug. Maybe you could say a few words about them, and then we could ask more questions of ION.
Okay. Cyclone, an eddy, a genre, a spiral, a tornado, a turbillion, a twister, a water spout, a whirl, whirlpool, whirlwind. Mm. Those kind of words.
Apparently, these vortices affect all the way up into space someplace. They also affect, compasses and electronic equipment on aircraft, and even affect people's bodies. Also, they can pick up readings with Geiger counters. You know, they could be dangerous for people to get
in. Lord Kelvin, you're going back to crazy bullshit, Lord Kelvin, and J.C. Maxwell, and this electromagnetism gonna get up in your asshole, and some magnetic tube is gonna run up the axis and rotate to coincide directly with the force, and the properties are gonna be proven that it's frictionless fluid, and then you can get the realization it's impossible because there's no frictionless fluid on the planet, and then you can't maintain a vortex with continuous energy, and then comparatively that the slide air friction of the air, the vortex motion of a liquid meeting a small whirlpool forming the water drains in the water basin, the natural illusions, the moral cortical motion on a larger scale, and scram water pouts, water spools, tornadoes, investigation, sunspots. It goes on and on and on and on to the aerodynamics that don't fly.
Let me translate.
Translation count, that will affect the next season of Shameless, what he just said.
Yes, it means is we can't use any of our Kelvin measurements to measure this stuff. We just have to know it's a new environment. Right, ION?
That is exactly correct.
So the vortices are, in effect, helping to create the new environment.
They are the new environment.
Well, they are the new environment. Y'all been messing it up. We're just trying to get you back to God.
In my chart has the vortices in it, Lewis Elliott. They are. My chart is showing those anthropomorphic variations of the vortices.
Pickles, is that you?
Yes, Pickles, that's me. So if I say that, Carolyn, it's true for me. How many others want to get on the boards? Dubitist.
Indubitably. Luckily, I'm ambivalent about this dubidosity.
Ambivalent in your covalent bonding?
Absolutely.
Yay, so we've got the new environment defined. The vortices.
The vortices. Is that like the Kardashians?
The two worst students in the INA class, Gene and Doug, have come through this week with totally
unforeseen. That's something they learned.
Stuck with me, bud. Carolyn, I'm sure glad you appreciate all us suckhead dogs. That's what Ion said.
Oh, and she gave a suckhead dog reference. Well, isn't that wonderful? When you grow up, you get your pair of them peep-toed sling-back doing like a dog pumps. They'll be beautiful. I'm in my no-low blunting. She'll be right on then.
I think it's time for me to read out the formula for the new environment. What do you think? AL2 bracket, SO4 bracket 3, NaSO4, K, Mg4, there's the magnesium, bracket, He6, Ne2, inside bracket, He5, bracket, and then outside bracket, RN3, bracket, KR6, GE1, inside bracket, TH3, ZR1, TI5, inside bracket, outside bracket, SIDO2. Isn't that fabulous? Look at that. It's amazing. Yay.
Wow, I think one of my other selves might actually understand it.
That's why you should pump argon into your vaults and safes.
And we should pump argon in because it's not in this formula?
Correct.
And argon is going to be primo important.
Well, if we say yes, then we make a run on the market, and then the bears start barebacking the bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
the bulls get pregnant, and they have too many calves. And then the calves have to be cut, and there's mountain oysters you have to deal with. And then there's too many, and then you have steers. And then you have to beat out the steers, and then you have to slaughter them and eat them. So if we say yes, that happens. If we say no, then the bears cease barebacking the bulls. And even vis-a-vis artificial insemination, no pregnancy comes to term. So then there's nothing to eat, and a world dies starving, hungry, lying in a formidable grave. So which way would you prefer we answer?
Just leave it alone, because we know that whatever argon we require in the future, we'll have it. We don't have to even think about it.
Yum. And good, 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 good. And what would your next topic of conversation or this topic of conversation be if you just had a handful left?
I was looking up in my notes, my chart of all my notes, about where we talked about argon in the past. We talked about argon a lot. You said at one point decrease the argon and the nitrogen-argon balance is what makes the trade winds blow. If you research argon and having it in our world and you change it, you affect the trade winds. So we know that's happening already, because we certainly have had a shift in our winds here. We've had much more wind. Right, Bob? And Bob says yes in his muted position.
Dun, dun, dun. It's an isomer, argon isomer.
Mm.
In an isotope.
And angels are made of
AR-38 and 40-AR.
AR-38 and AR...
40, AR-36.
This indicates a change in the angel status, Carol. Angels are made of argon. We're talking about these changes or something about argon.
Yeah,
this is the change of the new situation, new lockdown, Bob Rule,
well,
the effect on angels.
You know, the four winds are held back
the
by
angels.
What?
Yeah.
Well, they just let it go, didn't they?
They gave up.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Carol, if you want to have a few words with O.J., he's here. If you want to complain about his emailing you personal pointed questions, would you like to address O.J. about that?
Not really.
You did mean that in your emails to him, though, right?
Yeah.
You got that, O.J.? Your invasive questioning of people about irrelevant topics. Hey, Ion, what do you think of the pig chimp theory, whatever it is? O.J., you want to state the pig chimp theory and get Ion to comment on it?
We think pig fuckers are bad goat fuckers. They should do what they do. And enjoy your day. Have a great evening.
Bye, Ion. Thank
you. Bye, Ion.
I want to ask about butter disposition.
Hey, you don't need to leave yet, Ion.
Thank you.
I got questions.
Thank you, Ion.
I can be on topic or not.